Hey, this is Adam Richman from Food Network UK, and you are feasting your ears on the Hotspur podcast. Come on, you Spurs.
Welcome to a brand new Hotspurs podcast. It is Tuesday, the 1st of December 2015. I am Steve and we've got Colin in Northern Ireland. How are you doing, Cole?
Yeah, as usual, I'm doing good, mate. Doing good.
Excellent. Well, news first, actually. Next week, we've got, hopefully, Flav from the Fighting Cock is coming on. So whether you're available or not, Carl, you can be on as well to back me up. That should be really good. I've met him several times. Really nice guy. He's been on the show a few years ago, actually, where I asked him some very searching questions about some of his views. I intend to do exactly the same next week. So ask him about all the sorts of things that he does, you know, with regards to the fans at Tottenham. And, you know, he's got very strong opinions. So it should be a good one. Let's get back to this week then. So we played... obviously, Carabag, and then we play Chelsea. We'll flip between the two games, but mostly talk about Chelsea, obviously. What are your thoughts?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm not disappointed in a draw. I really am not. And you know what? Obviously, after the game, when I sort of look back on it, and I think a draw, I think, was a fair result on the day. I thought we looked very tired, didn't have that bit of energy about us, but. I know it's something we've spoke about before with them going away, to Azerbaijan, I think, is it?
Yeah.
That's where they were. Big trip, 12 o'clock kickoff on a Sunday against, no matter how bad Chelsea are playing, they're still a dangerous team to be playing. It's, world-class players, that they have. So, look, I think a lot of us deep down, if we really think about it, we probably would have been quite happy to take a draw. We're all hoping, obviously, to win that game. And I think on chances... we probably deserve to possibly sneak it. But, we definitely can't complain. And to me, it's another point gained. But, no matter where they are in the league, you've got to look at that's another point because they will take a lot of points off a lot of other teams. And that's one of the big things for us. Now, there'd be games we'll actually maybe be wanting Chelsea to win this year. Especially when they play maybe the likes of the Liverpools and the Arsenals. The Man Uniteds. I think Man City are... even though they're sort of a bit dodgy sometimes as well, I still think they'll be the strongest outcome from it. So, we might be looking at a bit of help from Chelsea. But, overall, Steve, really quite a disappointing game. Quite boring, actually, to watch. I actually only got to see the first half, and Christopher had a match on Sunday, so I had to leave. So I listened to the second half on the radio, watched it whenever I got home. But even on the radio commentary, in the second half, nothing really happened other than, I think, Hazard shot, which Lloris made a fantastic save on.
Yeah, but Sané had a decent chance as well.
Yeah, a decent chance, yeah. But, look, if we take it, going away to Europe on Thursday night, and most of those players, I think eight of them played on the Thursday night, looking a wee bit tired, I think we still put in a decent performance and wasn't too disappointed, mate, with the 0-0.
Yeah, I mean, before the game, we spoke last week about it, saying, you can't win them all and sort of setting ourselves up for possibly them sneaking it. And I thought they were going to, actually. I said to the fella behind me, that this has got the cup final written all over it. We started really well, didn't we? It was similar to the cup final where we were the better side. And then I think they had a free kick with 1 minute into injury time in the first half. And I said, there we go, look, they're going to blooming well nick one here. And, we'll see what happens. But they didn't. So that was good. And then, of course, fully expected Diego Costa to come on with 20 minutes to go, and make a nuisance of himself. But that didn't happen as well, which is, obviously something's gone on there. A bit of a head scratcher, that one. We're such a better outfit, aren't we? We left the ground once again, just thinking, the years that have gone by where we've been You know, absolutely dreadful against these top sides. Not, you know, Chelsea, we haven't been too bad at home, have we, in the last sort of 5 or 6 years? You know, well, since Aaron Lennon got that goal, you know, we've competed pretty well, and there's been some, you know, some great games at home. You know, all in all, you know, I guess we're happy with a draw, another clean sheet. You know, we're looking so brilliant at the back. You know, we've sorted out, you know, I think our best players. You know, certainly, you know, there's some debate at the start of the season with regards to who we're going to play, you know, at fullbacks. You know, I'd have thought, you know, Trippier might have come in for Walker, but obviously, you know, he hasn't really hit the ground running, and Walker has improved steadily through the season, and he was fantastic against Chelsea, so which is brilliant to see. And obviously, we started with Davis for the first few games of the season, and I think me and you were both going, yeah, he's doing all right, but, you know, Danny Rose really needs to get back in the side. And then he was a bit dodgy. But then again, Danny Rose, you know, has been terrific as well, in my opinion. You know, he's such a dynamic footballer, you know, loves getting up and down. And, you know, on subject of fullbacks, you know, the Chelsea fullbacks didn't cross the halfway line for the entire 90 minutes. So, you know, the old park the bus. Do you know that park the bus saying? Do you know where that comes from?
Yeah, it came from what did you call him? Our new manager at that time went to Chelsea, wasn't it?
Right.
And it was Mourinho that said, park the bus.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, because a lot of people don't realise that. They know that park the bus is a, I think it's a Portuguese saying,
right.
But it was from when we went to their ground a few seasons ago. And
who was the manager? Won the
Santini?
Cup
with him.
No, it was after him, was it?
Wande Ramos? I think, it wasn't it?
It was Ramos. I think it was, yeah. Won the cup with Ramos.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was.
I can't remember. It might have been, I can't remember, but it might have been Santini. No, I don't know. But anyway, yeah, and he came out and he, you know, all choked up and he said, oh, this is not football. This is what they call in Portugal, parking the bus. And, you know, sorry, it's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy the way it all comes back.
Mourinho said, listen, I love Mourinho when he's with Wenger, because, you know, they're two, you know, characters that you just don't like at all. And when he's winded up, Wenger is brilliant, and it's box office gold. But, you know, he says some things about Spurs, and, you know, saying that, oh, we defended so well, we deserve to win the game. You know, what a bizarre sentence to in football. We defended so well, we deserve to win the game. Okay. yeah. I mean, let's talk about some of the players then, Cole. Obviously, you know, the defence, we talked about that there, unless you wanted to add anything there. You know, moving to midfield, Dier, and it's surprising to see Dembele back there rather than Mason. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I sort of find that a bit strange as well. But maybe it was because Mason was obviously only back into the team, and he felt it was maybe better for him just to be that bit more forward. And obviously with Dembele's strengths, you know, and obviously tackling back and, you know, maybe up against, you know, the likes of what he maybe thought maybe a Hazard was going to be in there. But, you know, the biggest thing I would have said was, you know, at the start, I know Glenn Hoddle mentioned on the commentary, we seem to be playing a lot of long balls at the start of the game, you know, which we haven't been doing. You know, I sort of thought our midfield, we sort of bypassed our midfield a lot. And it's amazing to say, but we really missed Dele Alli. We really did miss him in there. And I think it was actually a good friend of mine who goes to the games with me, Robert, and he had sort of said to me, it's strange that such a young kid, but he actually has a calming effect on the team. He nearly slows the play down. You know, when Alli gets the ball, he seems to, you know, you watch these quality players and they've got time on the ball and the time to, you know, get their head up and look for the pass. And I think we did miss him, you know, massively in the game. And I don't know whether that's why he did bypass it, or maybe he just felt Chelsea, it was the best way to do, you know, to get them turning their backs to their own goal. But, you know, it was just a really strange game, Steve. And, you know, I didn't think anybody really stood out for us on the day. I thought, you're right, defence looked strong. You know, Lloris, one big save to make, world-class save. But just so strong looking, you know, at the back, and never really felt under any danger. But just to go back on the Mourinho thing, isn't it amazing to think that Chelsea came to our ground happy to get a draw and looking for a draw with the team that really needed to come and win the game? And I like you, I thought it was laid on for Costa to come on for the last 10, 15 minutes and he'd maybe go out and boot a few people and maybe sneak a goal. But I think it just shows you that there's a lot of things going on in the background. And you know what? It's great to see, because I used to love Mourinho, Steve, and I do love the Mourinho Wenger thing, but I really can't have him. I can't listen to him. He doesn't look happy anymore. He's always quite spiteful, you know, in what he says, and he's always got that sort of underlying tone, you know, to his voice. But
yeah. Well, at the moment, I can listen to him all day because he's moaning and complaining.
I know, passage. I know. But he's starting to bore me now, to be honest with you. But like his team.
He is a bore, the way that he keeps moaning about everybody and complaining about everybody.
Crazy. Tell me this, what were the Chelsea fans like on the day? Because I thought they sounded very, very quiet. You know, we usually Chelsea be quite loud at White Hart Lane.
They certainly, first 20, 25 minutes, they were singing a lot more than the Spurs were. Mm-hmm. You know, I think the Spurs fans didn't really sing very much. There's a few chants towards the end, like similar to the West Ham game. But, you know, as we said last week, and a lot of Spurs fans, you know, have said that they enjoyed the chanting at West Ham last week. I just thought it went on for a little bit too long. And I wanted to turn it around to be more about Spurs. But it was, they sort of did some of those chants, but the Spurs fans did. And Chelsea, first half an hour, say they were singing, but then they didn't really sing very much. You know, when we knew, you know, they weren't going anywhere, we really couldn't. We, you know, because we didn't want to lose the game either. And like you say, with someone like Dele Alli, he slows it down, but he speeds it up as well, doesn't he? He kind of controls the pace of the game, which is a hallmark of a great player. Whereas Dier, obviously, is sitting in there doing a great job, who I thought, by the way, was brilliant again. And Dembele, you know, the saying that he could have been for the forward, he actually does play that defensive midfielder role very well because he's such a good tackler. You know, he times his tackle. He doesn't go flying in, and he like we said the other week, he kind of scoops the ball away, and then he's away, isn't he? He's just not just like a blood and thunder boot the ball into row Z when he tackles the ball, and he's very, very skillful at tackling as well. I wasn't particularly happy with some of the attacking play that we did. Kane, I thought, was worked his socks off again, very, very good. But Eriksen, not really up to scratch.
Yeah, you're right.
Son
actually, yeah.
Kept giving the ball away, kept doing little flicks, and I'll talk about him in just a second. And obviously Mason coming back, so you can allow for that. I just thought maybe they should have swapped over Mason and Dembele, you know, but later on in the game or at half time, or you know, just to see if we can get Dembele further forward. But what I'll say, going back to Son, is that, you know, do your flicks. You know, we want to see a little bit of craft. And he looks as if he did, against Carabag, he did some brilliant flicking between both feet going through. You know, it was a joy to see. And he's got, you know, loads of skill. And I think as I've said, I'm really looking forward to see what his Spurs career is going to be. But, you know, when he does these little flicks and they don't come off, you know, just get the ball under control again. Don't try it again. You know, try it again later in the game, maybe. And the crowds was getting frustrated. Saying that, one bloke in front of me, after 25 minutes, shouted, "Get him off." And I just had to say something to him because I just thought the bloke's been at Spurs for 5 minutes and you're now shouting, "Get him off." I mean, for goodness sake, actually, give the guy a break. Actually, you know, he's not useless, is he? You can tell he's a good player. Yes, he's trying one or two many little flicks, but don't say "get him off." You know, so I sort of say, you know, "Oi, don't shout that." He sort of, "Oh, you know," but he keeps giving the ball away. I say, "Well, yeah, but you know." So I just hope actually that he's not another boo boy. You know, where you support some players and other players, you know, they make one little mistake and it's boo, you know.
No, I can't see it with him.
I hope not, because you know, I think he's integral to going forward.
Yeah, so do I. I think he's a quality player for us, and again, it's his first season. He'll only get better. But as I say, you know, we'll have to take positives out of it as well, Steve, you know, because if you think of the Europa League game, and I know it's something you've always went on about, obviously travelling, taking our best team, but, you know, we have coped with it this year, and, you know, maybe he's found a formula with it, but it's just so unfortunate to think that we had such an early kickoff. But I think that's why we all need to take a match. Like, I was quite happy on Sunday night, quite happy with a 0-0 draw with Chelsea. With a fantastic run of games coming up, which we'll quickly probably scoot over. You know, real good run of games. And, you know, the way we're playing and the way we're going, you know, I hate saying it, but, you know, you have to be confident looking at these games coming up.
Yeah.
You know, that we're going to be all right. And you never know, maybe, I think there's maybe a couple of questions you have there, maybe about strengthening, you know, in the new year as well. So,
yeah.
Because remember you mentioned last week about the radio. You were hearing people saying about the squad and things.
Yeah.
I actually heard it the other night, Stan Collymore was actually talking about it again.
Mm.
And sort of when I thought about a couple of points that he did make about the strength, you know, really what all the points were coming down to from a few of them was if Harry Kane, touch wood, you know, doesn't get injured.
Yeah.
You know, if something happens to him, where does our goals, you know, really come from?
Well, all we've got is Son, who I think can play up there, but it would be a little bit like
Njai. Not sure about him.
Njai, we just don't know, do we? He came on again, and you know, he looks all over the place. He's one of these players who, you know, he doesn't know what he's going to do, so the defenders don't know what he's going to do, that sort of thing. And I can see him scoring, you know, one or two absolute crackers. But unknown. Raw as you like. You know, some people already, once again, making decisions, going he's not going to make it at Spurs. You can't do that. You know, you can't go giving Lamella two seasons and then he comes good and giving Njai and Son six games. You know, you've got to give these guys more time.
Definitely.
You know, so, you know, Njai, we won't know about Njai properly, you know, if he stays fit and he plays a few more games, probably until this time next year.
Definitely. You know, we need to run a games. We all need to see what he's about. But, you know, it's looking good, Steve. And it's great still to be on this run, you know, undefeated since the first game of the season. It's amazing. Yes, we've drawn a lot of games in that as well. And a lot of silly draws when you think back to it. At the start of the season, but you know, look, we've got this run. Look, what is our next with West Brom? Newcastle. West Brom, Newcastle. Is it then Watford?
Watford, I think.
Southampton, I think. We've game away to Southampton in the middle of that.
Yeah.
As well, but I'm telling you, if we can go to West Brom, because okay, look, they beat Arsenal there, so they did, you know, the other week. It's not going to be an easy place to go to either. It never is easy for Spurs, but. I think, you know, if we can come away 3 points from West Brom with then Newcastle coming to White Hart Lane, you know, they are a poor team this year.
Yeah.
And I've got no worries about them.
You can just see McLaren there. Gone by then. Somebody.
New manager.
Somebody coming in. There was talk about Clarence Seedorf going there. And you can just see him standing on the touchline and all the players looking over going, wait there. Three-time European Cup winner or whatever, you know, world football legend. Oh, better up our game here rather than Steve McLaren looking over going, oh, look at the Wally. And, you know, you get the way these guys get job after job after job is just amazes me.
I know.
Who would want to play for Steve McLaren? You know?
Well, I think the funny thing that's what I was going to say there, if that happens, and we're being a bit of a mystic Meg here, That'll be the third game for us this season against the team of the new manager, because we had Liverpool.
Yeah.
It was Klopp's first game. And who was the other one earlier on the season?
Villa.
There was another one at the start. Aston Villa. Yeah. The other week. Liverpool, Villa, and possibly Newcastle.
Yeah.
So that could be good. Hopefully he'll still be in charge in a couple of weeks' time, you know. But I think they've got Liverpool or Man United or something this week. It's Liverpool. So they've got a real tough run of games. But look, we've got a great run coming up, and, you know, fingers crossed and keep these points going on the board and just keep up in the round of mix there. And it's brilliant, Steve. It's really, really good. I'm really enjoying it at the minute, which is the main thing, because it's been tough for a few seasons for us, and I'm trying to not get carried away, but it's all looking really, really good, very positive. And, you know, Europa League as well, I've actually quite enjoyed it. You know, yeah. I sort of sat and watched the game on Thursday night and didn't get overly excited, but I actually, I don't know, jump out of the seat whenever we scored a goal.
Yeah.
I think it was the first time I've jumped out of the seat in a Europa League game. And because I sort of have this feeling that, you know, we can actually do quite well. You know, win this group, avoid some of these Champions League teams coming in. And you never know where it can take us.
Yeah, no, it's been a lot better than the last what 7 years, 5 or 6 years or whatever watching these games.
Yeah, really since the Redknapp days, really.
Yeah, it's been a lot more enjoyable to watch. Okay, Dan Locke, what do you guys think of Chelsea's new ground, and who should we sign in January? I know that there's a few pictures of Chelsea's new ground, what they're proposing. I haven't actually seen it.
Seen a couple of images, and then a 60,000-seater, I think it is. But to be honest, Dan, I haven't really seen it properly today to really, you know, be able to comment on it. But look, it's like all the big teams; they're all obviously developing. And I think it's going to be one of those things where, you know, probably on average now, most of the grounds you're going to go to are going to be 50, 60,000 seater stadiums, but yeah, it'll be nowhere near as good as ours. That's one thing I can say.
And who should we sign in January? That's from Dan Locke. We've also got, it's Andrew MacGyver, who has enjoyed giving us a little bit of stick over the years.
Yeah.
We're all Spurs, Andrew, it's all right. If we can make it to January, with no more injuries to key players, is Levy likely to spend the money to help push on in the second half of the season? And if so, who would you like to see come in? Cheers. You know, we've always said, Cole, that, you know, we think that Levy has done a decent job at Spurs. He does spend money, you know, and he balances the books as well. You know, we don't really know, you know, what... If he's lying in his pockets, you know, the cynical fans would go, oh, he's lying in his pockets. He's, you know, he only, you know, tides over Spurs. He doesn't actually put his hand in his pocket enough. And, you know, you don't really know. But, you know, we seem to be doing all right financially. And we've got this new stadium that needs to be built. And, you know, you just worry, don't you, that, you know, you're going to unsettle the team, if you go and buy someone like a Lukaku, you know, is that going to mean that, you know, he comes in and, you know, he's obviously got to play some games. You know, what happens with the shape of the side? Because you don't drop Kane. You know, does that mean that Eriksen's going to drop to the bench? Or does that mean that, you know, people like Son, who, like I've said, you know, I want to see more of, he's not going to play as much? I don't know.
Yeah, it is a difficult one because we're obviously doing so well. But I do believe there'll be someone, one or two lined up for January. I really do believe we'll do it. And I do believe, to go back to their questions, that I think Levy, he will back this guy. There was a thing I seen on Twitter today, and believe it or not, it was from Tim Sherwood, I think. And, you know, talking about, you know, how well, you know, obviously this guy Mitchell's doing. Mm. And he seems to be working along with Levy. And I think, you know, if Mitchell's maybe identified, there's still the Berahino talk as well, which, when you think about it, he maybe could be the man to come in, because he probably won't expect to start every week. That's my thinking on him, whereas you said a Lukaku or someone like that might be coming in, you know, looking to start. Obviously, I can't see Lukaku. You know, I don't think that's even in our range at the minute.
No.
But, you know, we chatted about him last week, Jamie Vardy. You know, do you go and test the likes of a Leicester?
I think he's going to go to Man United, to be honest with you. I think they're going to put a bit in. So? The only reason I say Lukaku is because they mentioned him on the Spurs show.
Okay.
You know, and they sort of said, oh, you know, make a statement, 30 million, da, da, da. So he's the only reason his name comes to mind. But no, I don't think he probably will.
You know, I think as well, when you think of Everton with Stones back in the summer, you know, they're not going to sell one of their big boys at the minute.
Yeah.
You know. But I believe a Berahino or someone like that could be, because obviously, you know, Mitchell and Pochettino want this guy.
Yeah.
And I can see him coming in. He doesn't play week in, week out for West Brom. I think if he comes to Spurs, I think the kid's got massive ability. He reminds me so much of Jermaine Defoe, you know, in his younger days. And I think that kid would be quite happy to come into a big team like Spurs. I think he's got a bit of an ego about him. He'll want to be at a big club like Spurs. Mm. And I think he's kind of the kid will know that he'll have to work his way into the team. But, you know, he can score goals from nothing. And he's maybe the man who's quite happy to be on the bench and have to come in for that last, you know, 20 minutes, 30 minutes of games, or if Kane isn't doing, or play the two of them. Look, the two of them, or, for England under-21s have always played fantastic together.
Or can Berahino play as one of those three? Kane dropping back and him going up front. I think that's what they did when N'Jai came on. It looked as if Kane dropped back into the Sheringham hole and N'Jai was right up front. So,
you've watched England more than me. Did you ever watch under 21 games?
No.
When they see, I know the two of them linked brilliantly together.
Yeah.
And I know that's why in the last championships there for the under 21s that people were disappointed, you know, that Berahino was injured. You know, when he was a big miss because him and Kane. I believe he's the man that we're going to get. And if you look at it, what went on at West Brom, he's come back in. He's played his games when he's been asked. He's caused no fuss. I think he's been told, like, you know, the guy's probably only got a year and a half left to run. West Brom aren't going to want to. I reckon we'll get him for about 10 million.
Yeah, we'll see. And, I mean, you know,
I think he'll be the man.
They've got that Rondon up front, which is probably why he's not getting a game primarily. Yeah. But, you know,
well, here I'll make a point here
for
everybody this weekend. Let's see if he plays against Spurs on Saturday.
Because
if he doesn't play, I guarantee he's coming to Tottenham in the new year.
Yeah, or he's going somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, let's see.
Arnold Lane 1882 on Twitter. Brilliant bit of back and forth, digging me out, winding me up. You both of you.
Yeah, sometimes you deserve it.
Yeah, I know, I do. You're absolutely right. But good, because it went back and forth, and then a good bit of banter in the end. So that's what we like. Good old laugh. We're all Spurs together, and he sort of said, "I've served my purpose." Cheers. No, it's all good. It's all good banter and all good fun. Although that word banter is getting a bit old, and it's like saying "what's up."
Yeah, we're still young, Steve. We're still young. We can still say banter.
Glenn Robinson, I can't believe I am currently top of the fantasy league. Well done to you, Glenn.
Yes, funny. I'm going to read it out tonight. I've got it set up. Yeah.
And then he wants to know: do we need another central defensive midfielder to cover for Dyer? Well, you know, we've got Mason, we've got Bentaleb, haven't we?
Yeah.
And Ali can obviously play in there.
Wayama's another one that's been heavily linked. You know, I wouldn't say no to these guys. You know, Wayama, Berahino.
The more the merrier, really.
Yeah,
as long as we don't get any sort of big egos in who. Yeah, but even them, as long as they can play football well, I don't mind. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, it's not our money, Cole. That's what I've always said. It's not our money. You know, I know it is our money. I know we pay the money through the turnstiles and we buy the shirts and we buy the jumpers, da-da-da. But, you know, don't let it worry you. You know, when we buy someone for 20, 30 million, you know, you're still going to be able to go to your restaurant. You're still going to be able to buy your beers. It's not like, you know, they're taking it directly out of your bank account.
Yeah.
So don't think about it that way. I don't anyway. But if, you know.
There they are. Spend the money. Get it spent.
I've had a conversation with this about people before, and they've said it is our money because we pay the turnstile. But I don't worry about it in that way. I don't think to myself, oh, 30 million instead of 20 million. You know, what am I going to do? I'm going to have beans on toast for a week. You know, I don't think like that. You know,
Just get the players in, get them in.
Yeah. Mark Nelson, he's your mate, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
If we're still in the mix of Christmas, do you think, guys, that Poch will sign a new centre-forward in Jan? We've kind of talked about that. We need to lighten Kane's load. I definitely agree with that. But we'll see. You know, they've got to know that their time is limited. But that's the same with all the players. It's we've got to get a bit of rotation going on, particularly as we go through the season. Who are our best 11 position by position? That's from Brycey Eddie. The back four picks itself, right?
Yep. Yeah. Great.
Dele Alli and Dyer as the two. And then the three, this, you know, Kane up front, it's the three that's got the most, you know, the most sort of debate about it.
Yeah.
I'd go with Son, Eriksen and Dembele. I don't know which position, possibly switching around. Lots of people will be shouting, what about Lamella? But yeah, Lamella, definitely. You know, it's a close one between Lamella and Son. Mm-hmm.
I'd go the same team as you.
Yeah, I think just Son very, very edges it. But either way, I don't mind. And there's an argument for playing Lamella. And then after 60 minutes, if Lamella's not doing it, bringing Son on.
Yeah.
Because the other way round, Lamella isn't such a good impact sub, whereas I think Son would come on and you know, be almost Paul Walsh-like in his, you know, desire to make an impact on the game.
Yeah, good call.
Whereas
yeah.
Lamella might come on and foul everybody like he did when he came on against Chelsea. You know, he started fouling again, didn't he, to try and sort of get himself recognised. So, you know, that's the way I'd go with that one. Should we do subs? I don't know.
No, okay. We're starting 11.
But unfortunately, you know, I think it's the end of the road for Townsend. You know, I've championed him, not because he's Spurs, because when he had that run of games 2 years ago now, isn't it, when he played when he played the first 10, 15 games of the season, I was really impressed with him. Then he got injured. And then he's been in and outside for the last sort of 18 months, and we haven't seen another run of games. Seen moments of good stuff. I think he's changed the game several times. But at the end of the day, he hasn't had that run again. He's not a fan favourite. And like with the other players that you know, sort of lose their way possibly, you know, with these rumours of what's going on back behind the scenes. And, you know, I think it's the end of the road. And there we go, you know. I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. But, you know, there we go.
Yeah. Well, Luke, do you want me to quickly fire out the fantasy football?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, 1 second just to grab it here. I know, because I've had a few people saying to me, you haven't done it in a while. So we'll fire in. First is obviously who just said Glenn Robinson. So well done, Glenn.
Do you know who's bottom of the table? Can you just do who's bottom of the table there?
Oh, don't. Because I've taken a screenshot.
Oh, so I'll tell you okay. Who's bottom. It's a young chap. He's very, very good looking. He looks a little bit like the Milky Bar kid. It's a young boy called Sam Robinson.
Oh, is he bottom?
Yeah, only because, though, he joined 2 weeks ago. but he's already got, he got something like 69 points this weekend.
Brilliant.
About 50 last year. So he's already trying to catch up with, let's see who's second. So he's already catching up with Mark LeBendon, who's on 469 points. Sam's already got 142 points. So that's
very good.
Good.
That's pretty good. Well, Sam, he's going to be better than you anyhow, Steve. You've always been terrible at this every year. Even though I get to say you're above me at the minute, but I'll get to you. It's Glenn Robinson. Glenn Robinson, Carla, Brenna, McGregor, Austin Olsen, Tony Scott, my good mate Stuart Connor, who's actually a Man United fan, but he loves Spurs as well. He's sitting in fifth. Claire Hillman, Michael Young, Michael Gale, Kirk Fotek. He is always in the top 10. Kirk Fotek.
Yeah.
And then Richard Johnson. You're sitting 18th, Steve. And I am, where am I? I think I'm 29th.
Now, so there's another bone of contention here. Young lad called Chris McKee.
Oh, yes.
Who had an Arsenal player in.
He did.
Now, were you allowed
to get that? It was sorted out straight away. So it was. I didn't realise it, and I had to speak to him. So he went straight in and lost points over it as well. So he now knows the score.
Good stuff.
So he does, yeah. So, no, look, it's great, the fantasy football. Keep it up, guys. We don't have as many in the league this year.
Yeah.
For some reason, I don't know what happened. Usually whenever it starts each season, everybody that was in it the year before automatically joins it. It didn't happen this year, so I don't know what went on. But, look, it's good fun, and it's always a good bit of banter as well.
Yeah, there we go.
Banter again.
I don't know. No, it's good, you know. I have to say
crack. We'll change it now to a good bit of crack.
Yeah.
That's good. A good Irish way of saying it.
That's it. no, you know, we're enjoying the football at the moment. You know, enjoying the Arsenal as well, you know.
It's
injuries. And I was, but the thing is, obviously, we've had, 20, 25 years of injuries? You know, certainly going back to sort of the Gerry Francis days of everyone being injured. You know, it's interesting. If you want to have a look at it, you know, go back and look at our squads from sort of the mid-90s when we weren't doing very much. Look at the players we had. You know, at one time we had sort of Sheringham, Ferdinand, Anderton, you know, some good players at the back, some other good midfielders. But you look at the number of times they all played together. You know, just hardly ever. You know, they were always injured, these guys. And even up to, you know, as I said, my boy got this, you know, the DVD of the Champions League season, you know, and there were periods, long periods in that season where Modric was out for a month, Bale, you know, a couple of his great seasons, he was out for the last sort of six games, Van der Vaart even out for, you know, 4 to 6 weeks for long periods, you know, and these players, when you lose them, you do lose a hell of a lot, don't you?
Yeah.
You know, you lose it. Whereas with Arsenal, they keep banging on about their injuries. Really, their best players, Ozil, Sanchez, you know, the guys at the back, have pretty much, and Giroud, who I rate, by the way, it's Arsenal fans that don't rate him. You know, I rate, you know, I think he's a really really big handful up front.
Yeah, well, he wants to play.
But luckily, I was watching the Norwich game and Sanchez like pulled his hamstring. I was like, yes, here we go. Here's one of them. Now let's see some of the big players fall by the wayside. Yeah. You know,
great to see.
It is great to see. And they can moan all they want and they can save. But how many years did we get? Everyone gets injuries from them. We're going, not like us. You know, what was it? 2 years ago, we had something like 44 major injuries. And, you know, our friend Jason McGovern used to have a go at me. Stop going on about injuries. I was like,
but there's a
point to it.
Jason would be shouting at you now. Shut up, Steve. Yeah.
By the way, Jason, I'm going to pay you a massive compliment. He goes on this podcast. Oh, what is it?
Espers.
And he's excellent. Jason, yeah. I'm going to give you your dues. Absolutely brilliant on that.
Yeah, funny. You're right. And I should have said that as well. I listened to it because I just don't have the time to listen to as many of them. And really, I'm only listening to a couple, but I listened because I knew Jason was on. I listened into it, and yeah, well said, Steve. Jason, yeah. You were superb, and we have to get Jason back on our show.
I don't think he will now. I think he's
going to have to because he's ours.
We've got to pay him a fee.
Hold on, Jason is ours. Jason is the Hotspur podcast man. So Jason is an original, and he'll always be part of ours. So we need to get you back on, Jason. So. Yeah. Get it sorted, Steve. Get this man
original,
on.
Original, like Martin Heiser, Dan Jones,
Dan, Big Kev, Andy Commons,
yeah,
Spurs poet,
yeah,
you know, all the original gang.
That's it.
Do you remember the first year we met? We all met up, and I got us all the t-shirts done.
Yeah,
I think that was 2010, 2011.
I think I'm the only one that gave you money for that, though, wasn't I?
Yeah, you're the only one to pay me. No, it was all freebies. Sure. When you're in the clothes trade, you can afford to do these things. Yeah. But yes, it was a brilliant day. You know, and like I'm not getting over to as many games just the minute with working things, but I'm planning a trip in the new year. So
yeah,
hopefully get over and maybe catch up with a few of the boys.
Okay, brilliant. All right, mate.
Okay, mate. Well, look, fingers crossed we give West Brom a wee seeing to this weekend and get our 3 points and up the Spurs, you know, keep on
look,
going.
You know, I'm a man of sort of the odds. And the odds on West Brom beating Arsenal at home and Spurs at home, you know, are pretty slim, aren't they? I mean,
yeah.
That'd be fantastic for them if they can. And just going back 3 or 4 years, I remember saying to you, you know, Hull have just beaten Arsenal away and they played us away the next game. I said, they can't. Beat Arsenal away and then Spurs away, and they went and did it, didn't they? That Giovanni ever did it in the
That's
top
right.
But I'm going to say that we're going to win this one. You know, looking strong. I think you know the players. You know, we're drawing too many games, and I think we need to look at that. You know, as good as it is, we've only really beaten West Ham. You know, I'm talking about the big London rivals. You know, Man City was obviously fantastic. I'm talking about the big London rivals. And we, you know, bragging rights over Arsenal and Chelsea, We're the better side in both games, but they're still laughing at us, aren't they? They're still, you know, I've had Arsenal fans and Chelsea fans this week say, oh, suppose you think you're going to, you know, do this, do rule the world now. No, I don't think that. Oh, yeah, you think you're going to win the league. You think, no, I don't. So, sorry, and tell me any Spurs fan that isn't saying, isn't it great at the moment, but...
Exactly.
Find me a Spurs fan that says anything opposite to that, you know, because that's what we are. I don't think they can quite get their heads around that. But we'll keep going, and you know, hopefully we'll you know, it's early days still, Carl. It's only 13, 14 games.
That's it. But yeah. Look, 3-1 the Spurs came with two, and Wee Son, as I call him, Wee Son.
Yeah,
was the third.
Okay, I'll take a drab 1-0.
Yes, so will I.
No. Let's hopefully we win the game, and you know, it's entertaining. Okay, mate.
Well, come on, you Spurs.
Yeah, let's do this. Come on, you Spurs. Mm-hmm.